It's Thursday, the 22nd of December. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Finding the positives from this A&M football season is tough. Starting out in the preseason top 10, losing six games, losing double-digit leads in five of them, and then the head coach gets fired. But one positive for the season is Randy Bullock. So good that he won the Lou Groza Award as the nation's best kicker, and that was followed by consensus All-American recognition. For Bullock, it's both a good and a bad experience.
It's a little bit weird, you know, with the coaching transition and all that. You know, obviously I was very close with Coach Sherman. He came in and, we had a very strong relationship together. So it's a little bit weird, but, at the same time, it's bittersweet for sure.
Now, Bullock says that as far as he can see, every member of this team is going to be up for this bowl game. They're looking forward to playing in Texas.
No, I don't think motivation is a problem. You know, these guys, a lot of us seniors definitely know it's our last game to play. The majority of the team is from Houston or Dallas, so it's kind of like another home game for us. We kind of lucked out with that, and I wouldn't say motivation's a problem at all. Everybody's fired up and ready to go.
It's New Year's Eve at 11 a.m. We'll broadcast the game on 1620 WTAW. A&M's football coach Kevin Sumlin may now have a little bit clearer picture of which, if any, of his former Houston Cougar staff he could choose to bring over to Aggieland. That's because UH has announced their new coach is former Sumlin assistant Tony Levine, who had been with Sumlin at Houston for four seasons. Levine's promotion certainly means that he won't be coming to A&M, as well as other assistants that Levine might ask to stay. So far, Sumlin has given no indication of names of his new staff or who he might choose to retain from Mike Sherman's staff. We know that Tim DeRuiter is leaving after the bowl game to take over as the head coach at Fresno State. And now we know that offensive line coach Jim Turner has been announced by Tommy Tuberville as his new offensive line coach at Texas Tech. Turner also will stay until after A&M plays Northwestern next Saturday in the Meineke Car Care Bowl. The fifth of 35 bowl games was played last night in San Diego, and TCU came back to beat Louisiana Tech 31-24 in the Poinsettia Bowl. Casey Pascal finished off a single-season school passing record with a 42-yard strike to Sky Dawson that proved to be the winner. Pascal's 228 completions and 2,921 yards and 66.5% completion percentage are all TCU records. The Horned Frogs will be playing in the Big 12 next season. Louisiana Tech coach Sonny Dyke signed a contract extension through 2017, just hours before the kickoff of the game. There's one bowl game tonight. It's the Mako Bowl in Las Vegas. Boise State, a 14-point favorite over Arizona State. It'll be on ESPN. The Aggie basketball team has just two more non-conference games, and the first of those is tonight at Reed Arena at 7 o'clock when former Southwest Conference rival Rice comes to town. The Owls are 6-4 going against the 8-2 Aggies. A&M is coming off a five-day hiatus since their 20-point loss to Florida in Sunrise. Coach Billy Kennedy says transition defense right now is not the Aggies' long suit.
We're not going to be a team that gets a lot of easy baskets in transition off of our defense, because we don't get into passing lanes is like probably we need to, and we're going to emphasize that some more. But that's not the makeup of this team, and so we got to be more efficient offensively in the half court and solid defensively and limit teams to one shot.
Tickets can be bought for half price to tonight's game, which can be for as little as $5. Also, season ticket holders can get up to four free tickets for the game. And teachers in the Bryan College Station area have received emails that are good for a free ticket for tonight. You can hear the game on 1620 with the pregame starting at 6:30. The Aggies will host Arkansas Tech a week from tonight to wrap up non-conference play before going to Baylor to start the Big 12 on January the 2nd. College basketball last night, number 6 North Carolina slammed Texas 82-63 in Chapel Hill. Baylor's top-ranked women's team beat McNeese State by 40. The playoff-bound Houston Texans are hoping to end their winless streak in Indianapolis when they take on the 1-13 Colts tonight. The 10-4 Texans, who already have clinched the AFC South, have an 0-9 record all-time at Indianapolis. Aaron Rodgers is the Associated Press 2011 Male Athlete of the Year. Detroit Tiger pitcher Justin Verlander finished second, followed by Novak Djokovic, the tennis player, Cam Newton, the quarterback, and NASCAR champion Tony Stewart. And Robert Griffin III has added another honor. He's the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year. So that trophy goes up next to the Heisman. Some more football coaching news. University of Hawaii has hired 65-year-old Norm Chow as its new head coach, a native of Hawaii. Chow has been the offensive coordinator at Utah. He previously served as offensive coordinator at UCLA for the Tennessee Titans at Southern Cal, North Carolina State, and at Brigham Young. Harrison Barnes scored a season-high 26 points to help North Carolina beat Texas 82-63 Wednesday night. The Heels go to 11-2, and Texas falls to 9-3. Tom Williams has resigned as Yale's football coach. It follows a university investigation into whether he lied on his resume about being a candidate for a Rhodes Scholarship while a student at Stanford. Williams said in a statement that he was encouraged to apply for the scholarship by Stanford's fellowship office, but acknowledges that he never did. Williams took over at Yale in 2009 and referred to himself as a Rhodes candidate on his resume. He was referred to as a finalist after Bulldog quarterback Patrick Witt became a finalist for the scholarship this year. Williams was 16-14 at Yale, but winless 0-3 against Harvard. And finally, Super Bowl ticket holders displaced during February's seating fiasco at Cowboys Stadium filed court documents renewing fraud claims against the NFL and the Dallas Cowboys. The Wednesday filing in Dallas accuses the league and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones of recklessness in pushing for a new Super Bowl attendance record at the Cowboys' new stadium and doing nothing to discourage attendance. A judge dismissed previous fraud allegations and claims against the Cowboys, but allowed the ticket holders to amend their claim. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.